Steve Stories. My name is Steve Fletcher, and in 1990, I founded Swicker Carnival, who have organised Cardiff Carnival ever since. Steve Story number 4. Cardiff Carnival under attack. Cardiff Carnival's philosophy has always been one of interculturalism and inclusion. However, this vision was violently opposed by some in the early days of the carnival's history. The first incident of racist attack took place in 1991 and involved Swicker Carnival's minibus being vandalised while parked overnight in Riverside. Acid was used to etch Nazi swastikas and the logo of the far-right racist group Combat 18 on every panel of our poor minibus. The most shocking incident was the knife attack by a bare-chested skinhead on Cardiff Carnival's rapper-in-residence whilst he was performing on the bandstand in the haze as part of the Cardiff Carnival finale in 1995. Our rapper was badly shaken and his shirt slashed wide open, but he recovered quickly and even managed to continue his set. I helped the special constables supporting the carnival to identify the attacker, and he was quickly arrested, and so I returned to the bandstand to ensure the finale continued smoothly. However, the sweaty skinhead was as slippery as an eel and managed to break free from the arresting police officers and take off at full pelt down the haze before skidding behind Jury's Hotel. Sadly, just as the attacker was about to be re-arrested, the lead constable, who was not a swimmer, fell into the canal and had to be saved from drowning by his colleague. So unfortunately, justice was not served in this instance. In the early days, the police themselves were ambivalent about Cardiff Carnival. I distinctly remember in 1994, a friendly police officer explaining how the penny had finally dropped for him when he fully realised that Cardiff Carnival Parade was a massive and joyous celebration on the road and ought not be policed as some sort of riotous, politically contentious demonstration or protest. It is to Cardiff Carnival's credit that all those involved withstood any early setbacks and misunderstandings, thereby allowing it to grow year by year and become a widely accepted and much-loved family event. In short, to become the biggest and brightest collective celebration of Cardiff by Cardiff.